here that's making up for that. Russ is not here, as y'all know, and if you're visiting, you want to hear the regular preacher, you have to come back next Sunday, because I'm not the regular preacher. And if you're a visitor, we get to eat afterwards. Yes. So you know what that means? I can preach long. So you ain't got to worry about going anywhere afterwards. I can preach for a little while. I know there's a Super Bowl tonight, but I'll let you out well before then. All right. The sermon I want to preach about to you this morning is the area I think that we all struggle with as Christians when it comes to prayer. I think we do not tap into the power of prayer like we are able to. We don't really utilize prayer like it's there. Now, we just sang a song about a mansion on top of a hilltop. The title of my lesson is Plugging into the Power of Prayer. So I want you to imagine that mansion. That you have that beautiful mansion. Along with those beautiful mansions, you've got all the nice appliances that go with it. You got a huge refrigerator to keep everything cold. You got a stove, you know, those double stove ovens, the really nice ones. You got one of those. And you have a hot water heater. You have speakers throughout the house so you can listen to music, that beautiful music. And you've got a washer and a dryer and all those things. There's one problem. You got all that and you don't have none of it plugged up. You go to the store and buy ice and keep your stuff cold. You get up in the morning and you take a cold shower. The summertime you're hot, in the wintertime you're cold. And then when you want to eat, you take a manual can opener and open up a can and eat it cold. You don't even heat it up. That's what I think we do as Christians. We don't plug into the power of prayer. We have all that power sitting right there. We have the ability to have all those fancy things to make our life so much easier. But we refuse to plug into the power. And you'll see why here in minutes. We pray, but do we really pray? So I want us to talk about that this morning. How are we going to plug into the power of prayer? You ever come across struggles and trials and tribulations? Anybody in this room come with trials and struggles and tribulations? You hit that door where you can't get through it. And you wonder why. You hit that wall and you can't get around it. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, prayer is the key that unlocks all doors. But a lot of times we don't utilize it. We try to do it ourselves. That's the way we are. We try to solve the problems ourselves. We try to work through it ourselves. And we don't have the ability or the power to do so. And we have the power right there. You know one thing about that power, when you plug into that stuff at the house, you know what occurs? You get a monthly bill, don't you? You got to pay for that power. But the power I'm going to talk to you this morning, you don't have to pay for. It's already been paid for. Paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. So you can use that power as much and as often as you want, and it won't cost you a dime. Isn't that incredible? I don't think we utilize it, though. The scripture that was read earlier is a story about an unjust judge who don't fear God and don't like people. Basically what it comes down to. But this widow kept coming to him over and over again. And Jesus tells us in Luke 18, verse 1, Jesus says this, spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not give up. You know, in that parable, he got tired of hearing that widow. He finally says, I'm done. And grant her justice. And that was a judge that didn't like her and wouldn't fear God and didn't like people. So let me ask you something. Luke chapter 18, 7 and verse 8, it tells us this. And will not God give justice to his own elect? Who's the elect? It's y'all. We're his people. Will he not give justice to his elect? Who cry out to him day and night, will he delay long over them? Is he going to hold back from y'all for the people that he loved, the people that he sent his own son down here to die on the cross for? You think he's going to hold back on y'all? No. He tells us in verse 8, I tell you, he will give you justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? There's a key right there. Why does he say that last part? Will he find faith on earth? Because that's the key to prayer. That's the whole key to when you pray. You've got to have faith. And you're going to hear that throughout this lesson this morning about how much faith powers prayer. Without it, you're not going to get anywhere. You know, Paul tells us Christians in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, he says this, and pray in the Spirit on what occasions?
All
occasions. Does that leave anything out? No, it doesn't leave anything out. With all kinds of prayers and requests, with this in mind, being alert, always keeping on praying for all the saints. So every situation, good, bad, ugly, indifferent, beautiful, we are supposed to pray about it. If you're going through struggles in life, you need to pray about it. If things are going good, you need to pray about it. If you're having problems at work, you need to pray about it. If you have problems at home, you need to pray about it. If you're having problems with your brothers and sisters in Christ, you need to pray about it. In every situation. Well, you say, you're praying all the time. Exactly. What kinds of prayers? What kinds? All kinds. With all kinds of requests. Sometimes you're going to go, Lord, I can't take it anymore. He wants to hear that. And sometimes you're going to say, Lord, you're playing with me, ain't you? You've heard this story from me before when I don't deal good with patience. And so that's one thing that the Lord is making me have is patience. And so I prayed a few times, Lord, you're messing with me, ain't you? This is pretty funny to you, ain't it? That I have to learn patience. There's sometimes you tell the Lord, hey, Lord, I need help here. There's sometimes, Lord, you're just flat out thanking for everything he's doing for you because you're overwhelmed and can't believe all the stuff is going positive for you. You know what that creates? We're getting ready to go out there and eat together. We're going to fellowship. And when we fellowship, we're going to joke. We're going to tell some serious stories. We're going to have some good times. And we're going to talk about things that just didn't go right with us this week when we fellowship. We are having a relationship when we come together in there. The Lord wants us to have a relationship with him. When you get close, when you talk to the Lord like that, you become closer to the Lord. He becomes your friend. He becomes your one that you turn to when you need things. But there's a part in here I want you to realize. It says, with this in mind, be alert. Why do we need to be alert? Because you know what happens when you get closer to the Lord and you have that connection with the Lord and you get up close to him and have those conversations? What's Satan going to do? He's going to try to squeeze in there. And try to push y'all apart. Because he don't want you to tap into that power. He don't want you to have that relationship. Because when you have a relationship like that, Satan's out of this picture. So he tells you, when you start having a relationship with God like that, you get closer to God, Satan's going to try to pull you apart. And I'm going to tell you how in just a moment. Devote yourself to prayer. Be watchful and thankful. Colossians 4:2. When you devote something, you devote yourself to your spouse. There's nobody else involved. When you are devoted to something, you are in it. And that's what we need to do with prayer to be effective. We need to devote ourselves to prayer. We need to be in it. And it's there again, it tells us, be watchful. Because Satan's going to try to divide you from that relationship with the Heavenly Father. And be thankful. We need to be thankful. We have a lot to be thankful today. You're here. Amen. You're able to be here. There's so much to be thankful. There's a hope right here that we have, an eternal hope that nobody else out there is taking advantage of. But we have that. And there's everything to be thankful for this morning, right there alone. Pray continuously. How often do we pray? Continuously. It should be nonstop in every aspect of our lives. Give thanks in what occasions? Does that leave anything out again? No. On all occasions, be thankful. For this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. How are you thankful when things are going wrong? I tell you how to be thankful through the difficult times. You're going through difficult things in your life, and we all raised our hands earlier about trials and tribulations. We all face it because we're not facing it alone. Because we'll talk about it, how the Lord will give us strength here in a minute. But we don't have to face anything alone. So whatever we face, we have the strength and the power of prayer if we learn to tap into it. Never doubt the power of prayer. Never doubt the power of prayer. Why? Let me give you a good example here. You see that? I think that's a Camaro. When you step on that gas on that Camaro, what it does usually do? It takes off. I mean, it just flies down the road. You drive that thing and it has all kinds of performance. What happens when you put the wrong fuel in that car? It won't get out of its own way, will it? It won't. And when you put doubt into prayer, it will not get out of its way. But when you put faith into prayer, when you step on that prayer, it's going to take off and it's going to handle and get you through life. It's a big difference in what you put into prayer. It's basically, prayer without faith is dead. If you don't have faith and believe in what God's going to do for you, it is not going to get anywhere. You've got to have that faith. You have doubt, which Satan wants that. Well, that's what he's trying to do when he gets in between you. He wants to put doubt in your head. No, God ain't going to answer your prayer. Of course not, he's not going to answer your prayer. He's got too many other things to worry about than worry about you. The trials and tribulations you're facing with, the Lord's not even worried about it right now. He's got other things to worry about. Are we thinking in our head, the Lord can't handle this? And then our prayer goes nowhere. Let me tell you, you got your in your flyers there, that the things that prayer can do for you this morning. First of all, there is forgiveness from God in prayer. We just talked about being elect. And we're told in Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and we follow his law, and we became a Christian. This is offered to us. If you're not a Christian, we can take care of that here in just a little bit. Can't we, Chuck? You got water warm and ready. So we can take care of that. But he promises to forgive us through prayer. 1 John 1:7-10 tells us this. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar. And his word is not in us. Russ said it a couple weeks ago. This is not a museum full of saints. It's a house full of sinners. If we say otherwise, we make Jesus to be a liar. So every one of us struggle with sin. We're going to struggle with sin till that great day comes. We need to understand that. Once we've been baptized, like we talked about in Mark 16:16, and washed our sins away, all we got to do is go to our Heavenly Father and say, Lord, I am struggling with this sin. And he'll forgive us. He wants us to confess our sins and will wash it away each and every time. But we got to believe that. So often, sometimes, I think we think our sin is too big. the mistakes that we made in the past are too big and too overwhelming. But that's not what we just read. We just read that through prayer, when we confess our sins, he'll wash all that away. But Satan tries to get in between us again and give us that doubt and saying, no, your sin's too big. You've got too much against you, and the Lord will forgive you. That's not what Jesus said. So there's power in forgiveness through prayer. There's peace from God. I can tell you right now, that's something I enjoy. Because who doesn't need peace? It tells us in Philippians 4, verse 6, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. You know, my mom used to tell me when I was younger, back when I was a teenager, I struggled through high school. I had all kinds of difficulties. And I come in from school and my mom look at me and say, what's wrong? Of course, I'm a teenager back then. And I go, nothing. She goes, what's wrong? And I go, nothing, Mom. And she goes, I know you. You're my son. What's wrong? And I go, okay, Mom, I'm having a bad day at school. And she said, did you pray about it? You know, I grew up in the church. I grew up since I was a little baby in the church. You know what my answer was? Yes, Mom, I prayed about it. And she goes, did you really pray about it? And you know my answer was? Yes, Mom, I prayed about it. I didn't realize till after she passed what she was really saying. This is what I'm trying to say this morning. How often we pray, but do we really pray? So often we go to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm in trouble again. Can you bail me out? And then we'll go on our day and don't even expect him to bail us out. Lord, I'm hurting right now. And we so often, we don't expect him to take that or that pain. Lord, I need healing right now. It could be physically or spiritually. It doesn't even matter. And so often we walk on our day and don't even think twice about it. But we need to realize if we add faith to it, all that we ask for, he'll take care of. And he tells us, just tell me what you need. Tell me what you need and I'll take care of it. Verse 7 tells us this, the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guide your heart and mind. What a wonderful thing about that. You know what we do? I do it. All of us do it. When we face those trials and tribulations, those struggles in our lives, those difficulties in our life, we kind of, when people look around us, we stand up like we got this. We stand tall and we say we got this. But inside, we're falling apart. The Lord knows that. So that's why he tells us, he guards your heart and your mind. He takes care of all of that. He knows where you need that strength. So often when we face trials and tribulations, we don't want people to know that, do we? We want to act like we can handle it. And of course, when we look inside of ourselves, we know we're falling apart. The Lord gives us that peace, that breath. You can just take a breath and breathe through the power of prayer. There's strength from God through the power of prayer. Who doesn't need strength? It tells us in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 16, it says this. For this reason I bow down knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant us according to his riches and his glory. Who don't want to tap into his riches and his glory? Because my riches ain't much. I want to tap into his riches and his glory to be strengthened with might through the Spirit in the inner man, the part where we need it the most. You know, we have a power through prayer when we are struggling through trials and tribulations. The Lord can strengthen us when nobody else can. The Lord knows our heart and mind better than anybody. When you're struggling with struggles in life, it could be with work or family or anything that you're struggling with, that you just wondering how you're going to get through it. There's nobody out there and even in here that can give you the strength the Lord gives you. He created you. He knows how you work. And he's able to give you the strength when nobody else can. And we do that through prayer. We do that with conversation with the Lord. Listen to this part. A little bit further down in Ephesians, in verse 20 and verse 21, it tells us this. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask and imagine, according to the power that is at work within us, to him be glory and to the church in Jesus Christ throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Let's go back just a little bit on that verse. He can do immeasurably more. How much measurably more? Than all that we can ask. So anything that you ask and put in front of the Lord, he can take care of. And I like that second part. Or imagine. I can't think of anything. He'll still be able to take care of. Their power is well beyond what our abilities are. That's what he's telling us. I got this. So let me tell you something. You need to understand this. When you pray for something and you're going through trials and tribulations, you pray you have now given it to God. It no longer belongs to you. So often we want to try to pull it back and take care of it ourselves. But when we pray to God and we pray and put our trials and tribulations and our struggles in his hand, it don't belong to us. Because his power will handle it through us. He gives us the power to handle anything and everything. But I don't think we can really tap into that resource like we need to. It's like the refrigerator sitting there waiting to cool down our beverage. We never plug it up, and of course it never cools it down. There's so much power there for us. There's a boldness from God. This day and age, it's harder to be bold in this world. Because they're attacking the Christianity everywhere we go and turn. But we can have a boldness through our prayers. In Acts 4, verse 24, tells us this. So when they heard that they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are the God who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that's in them. We need to realize who the Creator is. He's the one that created the heavens and the earth and everything that's in it. So why wouldn't he be able to give us the boldness that we need to have? Why wouldn't he be able to we have boldness? Because our God created everything. And once we realize that, there's a powerful thing in that. Go down to verse 31 in the same chapter and listen to this. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken. That was a lot of faith in that room that day. You know, that same faith and that same power is offered to us today. We could come together as a congregation and we have faith and we believe we could shake the ground that we stand on this morning. That's how powerful our prayers can be. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. When we pray to God, we should have no issues in being able to preach boldly or speak boldly. All we got to do is go to God in prayer for it. There's wisdom when we pray to God. You want to know the answer to anything? It's only a phone call away. You know, want to be a millionaire, dial a friend, call in a friend. You have that same ability, the same power. All you got to do is pray to God. And what does he tell us in James? Let me ask you something. Have you ever been in the situation where I don't understand anything? I don't understand the situation. I don't understand what a preacher's saying. You know what Russ says and I says, don't take my word for it. Look at it in scriptures. You want an answer? You want wisdom? James tells us this, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God and he will give it generously to all without reproach and it will be given to them. You want wisdom, you pray about it. Listen to verse 6. We were just talking about this part. But let him ask in what?
Faith.
Without what? There's the key. You want wisdom, you want your prayers to be answered, you are told to ask him in faith without doubt. For the one who doubts is like a wave on the sea that drives and tosses it about the winds. You ever seen a ship on the in a storm? And it's not going nowhere, has no power, that ship is tossed back and forth. It absolutely gets nowhere. When you put doubt in your prayer, that's what happens to your prayer. You go through life and you're struggling through life and you're going back and forth and wondering why you're not getting anywhere. We have an answer right here. Because when you put doubt in there, you're in that storm and you're just being tossed back and forth. You're not going to get anywhere until you put that sail up or until you put that motor on that boat and then you hit out of that storm, and that's through faith. Doubt. The prayer with doubt might as well be dead. You know, there's healing from God in prayer. Asking prayer, praying in faith. And James chapter 5, verse 14 and 15 tells us this. If any one of you sick, let him call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And they pray, and their prayers offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up, and they, having sinned, they will be forgiven. Not only does he has the ability, and you need to have faith in it, to heal us physically, but most of all spiritually. We need to understand that he can heal us spiritually. All we got to do is ask. He has the ability to heal us physically and spiritually. Listen to the next part in verse 16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. You know, the world out there takes that word righteousness and twists it all about. In the mind of the world out there, righteous is somebody who is better than us. Somebody who's more righteous is looked down on somebody who is not righteous or less righteous. That is far from the truth. You know what righteousness means? Righteousness means is a person who is striving to do the will of the Lord. So that puts all of us in this boat. We're all in that boat. If we're striving to do the will of the Lord, and I know you are because you're here in this room this morning, that makes you righteous. So what does that do for your prayers? It makes them powerful and effective. That's what praying to the Lord does for us. It makes us powerful and effective. There's a lot of righteous people in here. I mark all of y'all as righteous because you're here this morning. You're trying to strive to do the will of the Lord. Don't believe what the world tells you about righteousness, because none of us are better than each other. Why? Because the Heavenly Father left heaven and came down on this earth and humbled himself to serve each and every one of us and to die on that cross for each and every one of us. If he's willing to do that, we can dare not raise ourselves above him. So, the righteous are those who are striving to do the will of the Lord. So let's understand now what righteousness truly means. We covered this, and I want you to think about this. Dale's going to come up here shortly here in a minute. If anybody has a prayer or request or a need, he'll take care of it and present it to the church. That will be what? Powerful and effective. When they pray for you, when he prays for you. The church here, the elders pray over the congregations. That's usually when you see any of the elders here, they'll all be up front praying for you and praying for this congregation. I love that. Let me ask you something. Are you struggling with forgiveness? Are you in this point in your life and you're wondering, man, my sins are too big? Are you struggling with peace? Are you struggling not having peace right now? You are struggling with trials and tribulations that just got you overwhelmed. That can be taken care of this morning. Do you need strength this morning? Whatever you're facing in life, is it just seems like you just don't have the strength to get through it. You won't have the strength. God will give you the strength. We'll take care of that this morning. Are you a Christian this morning and you haven't been bold to the word and to the truth? We can take care of that too this morning. There's wisdom. Are you lacking wisdom? Are you wondering questions what God expects from you? Expects from this congregation? We can take care of that this morning. There's nothing that we can't take care of this morning. Are you in need of healing? Physically or spiritually? You know, the Lord can take care of that. We just got to have the faith. We can tap into that and take care of whatever the problems is, there is that's going on this morning. So if there's anything that we can do for you this morning, anything that this congregation and the elders of this church can do for you this morning, all you got to do is come forward and we'll pray together. If you need a private prayer, I'll be in the back and I'll sit down with anybody who wants a private prayer alone. So if there's anything you can do, why don't you come now as we stand and sing.